Moms for Liberty Group aims to shift school power back to parents. By Kyle Olson on February 10, 2021. Moms for Liberty hopes to organize parents to play a more influential role in school governance, its founder told The Kyle Olson Show this week. Tina Deskovich, a former school board member in Florida's Brevard County, said that she has unique perspective because she has been behind the scenes and has seen how districts operate. We feel like conservatives have neglected education for decades, and that is why we are seeing the problems we're seeing today in America, she said. Deskovich said it is their goal to have a Moms for Liberty chapter in every school district in the country. She said it is a misconception that parents have power in the education system. The one thing we've learned in our time on the school board is they don't have any power, and they don't realize that until they have a problem, she said. An example of that occurred in Mason, Michigan, this week, where over 500 parents signed a petition demanding schools return to full-time in-person learning, only for district administrators to rebuff them. The balance of power is so far off. The people in the community and the parents are supposed to be driving public education, yet the power right now is held by teachers' unions, and we're seeing that nationally under a bright light right now, she said. Unions across the country, perhaps most notably in Chicago, are fighting movements to return to classrooms. The other people that hold the power are the bureaucrats, Deskovich said, faulting boards for allowing that to happen. When boards don't represent parents, when they don't put students first, when they don't do what's best, we will work to get them out of office. We will work to find someone to replace them at the next election, she told The Kyle Olson Show. Deskovich said many mothers feel helpless watching political events in Washington, D.C., but where we can make a difference is in our homes and our communities. She said parents are already wanting to launch chapters around the country. We're going to be everywhere very soon, Deskovich said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.